USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's controversy over a late-night announcement that the U.S. is pulling troops out of northeast Syria to make way for Turkish troops. But they're expected to launch an offensive against the Kurdish fighters who've been American allies in the war. President Trump tweeting, "We will fight where it is to our benefit." But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox and Friends, "We shouldn't abandon our allies, and the job's not finished."
This to me is just unnerving to its core. To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
There are new subpoenas for the White House and Pentagon to release documents on the decision to withhold congressionally approved military aid for Ukraine. A whistleblower complaint alleges it happened to give the president power to push Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Supreme Court will consider whether federal employment law that bars discrimination based on gender applies to sexual orientation and gender identity. The Trump administration argued that it does not. This will be the first time in the court's history that it's heard a civil case concerning transgender individuals. In November, the court will consider the administration's decision to phase out DACA, the Obama-era initiative that protects nearly 700,000 young undocumented immigrants from being deported. The federal government has opened 725,000 acres in Central California to oil and gas drilling on land that's been off-limits since 2013. The Bureau of Land Management issued its final decision to allow oil and gas leases on plots that are mostly in the Central Valley. That plan is part of a Trump administration goal to make the U.S. energy independent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In Israel, archaeologists have found a 5,000-year-old city. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
They say the city of Ein Issur is 10 times larger than Jericho and was home to 6,000 people. They've also uncovered a 7,000-year-old temple. The area is in what is now Israel's Haifa district. It's over 160 acres in size, and it's being called an early Bronze Age New York. Archaeologists say the site is one of the earliest cities in the region and is by far one of the largest. They also uncovered flint tools, stone basins, and millions of pottery fragments. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Japan's Coast Guard rescued North Koreans after their fishing boat sank during a collision in Japan-claimed waters. The collision took place in the Sea of Japan. More than 20 North Korean crew members jumped into the sea as their boat was sinking. But not all the North Koreans were rescued, according to the South Korean news agency Yonhap. The agency said the search for the missing men is still ongoing. According to the Coast Guard, the North Korean boat collided with a Japanese vessel. The boat sank 20 minutes after the crash. Japanese authorities say the rescued North Koreans will be transferred in accordance with international treaties. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.